Hello and welcome to the Talking Data Podcast. This is Ed Burns, Senior News Writer for Search Business Analytics, and I'm here as always with Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. Today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different for us in the Talking Data Podcast. We're going to be looking at the topic of IT analytics. And so as opposed to looking at customer data or something along those lines, we're looking at how the more traditional IT shop can apply analytics to their jobs to get a better handle on some IT operations. And so Jack has been talking with Bernd Harzog, the CEO of Ops Data Store, and we're going to hear from him a little bit later in this podcast. But first, Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been hearing around IT analytics and you know what's happening?
Sure, Ed. I guess, while data managers and data scientists and the like, the people that we write for on our sites, they have their hands full trying to make what you've called the shiny big data things work, and that's Hadoop and Spark, and they're building recommendation systems, customer relationship management systems, and the like. Well, at the same time, their colleagues in IT and networking are also beginning to grapple with big data, mainly to improve enterprise systems performance, and it's called IT operations analytics. It seems that, for instance, IDC has estimated that that area will experience serious growth, 16%, a little bit more than that, yearly growth through 2019. And for my little vignette here, I'd just say that years ago I was doing writing about networking management and application performance management. Worked hard to find a user, got a user, and said, well, what are you doing with all this data that you're gathering? And he says, well, this is the dirty little secret, Jack. We can't do anything with it. We can try and put it into SAS, and we just don't have the time. So they were gathering data on their systems, but doing the correlation, doing the analytics really was a bridge too far. That could be changing just as we've seen so much change in the pages of search data management. Well, we have written about examples of Hadoop being used with Splunk, and Splunk is a software that provides a look into log files, into machine performance, and thus into customer user experience. That's from our perspective as data management writers. But of course, the IT people can use that data too.
Yeah, that's right, and it is something that I've done a little bit of reporting around myself as well in the past, and it's kind of an interesting topic. It doesn't seem to have, the pizzazz of, like you were saying, some smart Spark implementation that, someone's using for a brand new business model, and you think about all of the really fancy analytics that Uber does or companies like that to create these brand new business models, and that's kind of like the really exciting cutting edge analytics that we talk about a lot.
But the log file has often been described as the lowly log file,
right? Yeah, and it definitely lacks the excitement when you talk about it, but from some of the reporting that I've done in the past, it seems like it can be incredibly valuable to IT organizations. I talked to one user a few months back who was analyzing log files. Their servers, they run a video service. And so obviously server uptime is 100% of the business for them. And so having greater visibility into what's happening on their servers at any given moment is pretty critical for what they do. So you can definitely see how there are some businesses who can really stand to benefit from having a greater understanding and greater visibility into their log files.
And again, the data keeps rolling in, and the trick is doing the analytics. It's been a stumbling block. In the story that accompanies this podcast, we're going to point to some of the great editorial on TechTarget sister sites on IT operations analytics, and how people are confronting these issues. For example, Search IT Operations, Stephen Bigelow, is written on log analytics tools, just as we have. Search IT Operations contributor, Alan Earls, a longtime colleague of mine, he's writing on how big data is spurring IT operations analytics, that the kind of tools like Hadoop that we're talking about are having an effect. He uses the analogy of the cobbler's children. Do they have these tools, but are they able to use them for their own jobs? And of course, as reporters, sometimes we feel like cobbler's children, but it's a bigger issue in IT operations. Also in our pages at TechTarget, there's search networking, and Seamus McGillicuddy, who was our erstwhile editor and who's now an analyst at Enterprise Management Associates, he speaks about the role that log analytics play in network management. And again, we'll have links that accompany this podcast. But let's turn now to the interview we did with Bernd Hartzog.
This is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data podcast today, and our topic is IT and analytics. Our guest is Bernd Hartzog, who's the founder and CEO of Ops Data Store. I got a chance to speak with them some time ago when I was trying to study application performance management. And so why don't we catch up? I'd like to I know with Ops Data Store you've got a thing going on that's of considerable interest. It shows how IT may be changed by better analytics. How did you get here? Really, what caused you to start the company, Brent?
Sure, Jack. So for the 10 years before I started Ops Data Store, and we started Ops Data Store really at the beginning of 2015, I really had two jobs back then. I was an industry analyst, and I also did a lot of product strategy consulting with a lot of the leading vendors in the management software space. So all the vendors at the application layer, the virtualization layer, the network layer, the storage layer, were all NDA consulting clients of mine. And I did a lot of product implementation consulting with a lot of really large and very sophisticated vendors. And what I discovered is that basically the monitoring industry had gone through a big change, and the big change was the customers were no longer relying upon suites from the major vendors, IBM, BMC, HP, CA, the things that they called business service management, to try to manage all of their environments, their entire environments, that in fact the industry had gone to a best-of-breed model where customers were purchasing best-of-breed solutions. So at the application performance management layer, vendors like AppDynamics, New Relic, Dynatrace are now the leaders, right, in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for APM, and have been now for several years. And then down the stack as well, customers were simply picking the product that worked the best for them, but that left them with islands of unintegrated management data. It created what we call the Frankenmonitor. Like Frankenstein, who's just put together out of parts, monitoring was put together out of parts. There's an APM part, a networking part, a storage part, a virtualization part, a Windows part, a Linux part, et cetera. And most companies find themselves with 20, 50, 100 different monitoring tools. And each of those tools have their own database. And so basically those islands of data make it impossible for companies to do the things, for IT operations, to do the things that it's being tasked to do, which is provide high-quality online services, right? Get more business functionality implemented in software more quickly, evolve it continuously. And while doing all of that high-quality service stuff and all that agility stuff, cut cost. And so the fact that that IT had built data lakes for companies for business data, but had not built data lakes for themselves, for their own data, was impeding IT from being as responsive to the business as it needed to be. So that's what caused us to start Ops Data Store, The idea was, let's partner with all of the vendors who collect all the valuable data. Let's knit that vendor together, that data, excuse me, let's knit that data together for the customer. So as opposed to just storing the feeds from N monitoring tools in one database and producing what we would call a stupid metric store, what we have is an intelligence store. We have an intelligence store of metrics, objects, and crucially, relationships. So when we collect data from an APM tool like AppDynamics or Dynatrace, and we collect data from an infrastructure environment like VMware vSphere, we map the transactions that are collected by the APM tools into the virtual and physical infrastructure where they run. And that mapping is persisted in our data over time. So we have a time series of related data. So it's a much more intelligent approach to managing IT data at each moment in time. And so if you have those deterministic relationships, so if you know for a fact where this transaction is running, then you can do anomaly analytics on a factual relationship, and you end up with much greater, much more accurate analytics, because the whole problem with analytics has been the ratio of good alarms to bad alarms, that a lot of automated analytics miss things, so they don't send you alarms when they should, or they send you false alarms.
Yes. I would like to ask you, because what we're speaking about, what's underlying some of the work you're doing is a stack that is some of it is very familiar to the data management crew. You call it SMAC. It's Spark, Mesos, Akka, Cassandra, and Kafka. I bet there's a little bit more in there, but how are you, as a company, Ops Data Store, utilizing that type of data platform?
Well, so the first thing we did is we hired a bunch of world-class, low-latency, high-throughput data architects who studied the problem, right? And the problem that we have, it's a different problem than a business big data problem. A business big data problem is largely a batch thing, where let's load up a bunch of data, and it doesn't matter if it takes a day to load it in, and then let's do some analytics on it, and it doesn't matter if those analytics take an hour or 4 hours or 6 hours to run, right? What we have is a continuous problem. The data is continuously arriving. We need to analyze the data continuously, and we need to make it useful in visual forms to users continuously. You can think of us as being kind of the IT version of the Weather Channel, right, where data, weather data is constantly arriving, weather data is constantly being analyzed, weather data is being constantly visualized by users getting forecasts. Well, that's by way of analog, the thing we bring to the IT space is a system that can, in real time, continuously consume all of the different streams of IT data. And it's a lot of data across the entire stack from all the tools that collect it, relate that data, analyze that data, and then make that data instantly available in very consumable visualizations and reports. So the underlying components, so Cassandra is the underlying database, very high-speed store, very familiar, I assume, to most of your audience. Spark is the data processing language or data processing framework. Kafka is the message bus through which, all the data communicates throughout the system with Kafka. Okay. Many of the components that perform the actual analytical work are written in Akka. They're Akka actors. We're just taking advantage of essentially the best of class plumbing in the world of scalable, high throughput, low latency processing.
Well, thanks for taking us through that, Jack. Sounds like there's definitely a lot to chew on here on this topic. So thank you, Jack, and thank you to our guest, Bernd Harzog, for giving us a deeper look at the topic of IT analytics. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.